everyone, it's me, Miss Self-Love. I'm back, your breakup strategist. And today's episode is going to be called Phrases That Your Ex Says to Put You in the Friend Zone. So it's about 9 of them. And this relates to either your ex doing it or somebody that you newly started dating trying to put you in the friend zone early on, okay? So this is very important because you don't want to be in the friend zone with your ex. And if you're, when you start to intentionally date, you don't want to be put in the friend zone in limbo with somebody for however long and not even getting a title or anything, because that's a lot of that is going on. Right now, if you're listening to this podcast, you should not even be thinking about dating for 90 days, and that's if you work with me 90 days. If you're doing this on yourself, self-educating yourself, then that means that you probably have a longer period of time before you should even start to think about dating, because you don't want to go into dating with baggage and bad energy and wounds and doubt and confusion and insecurity. Before you start dating, you want to be clear, especially out here in these dating streets. So, and also, you know, I do want to talk about a mantra that I want you guys to write down and utilize. My text message community receives the mantra first, you know. So basically the mantra is, I am a decisive and committed person that attracts decisive and committed people into my life. I am a decisive and committed person that attracts decisive and committed people into my life. I started this podcast because of the friends with benefits, the friend zoning, the grass is greener on the other side, all of this nonsense. It wasn't like this back in the day. I'm 34 years old. When there was no internet, and yeah, I'm going to blame the internet for all this grass is greener stuff. I'm sure it was going on back in the day and we didn't realize, but back in the day, you met somebody, y'all was girlfriend and boyfriend, that was it. There was not that much to, you know, a girlfriend and girlfriend, you know what I mean? There was not that much to go off of. It was no, oh, let me see, oh, let's just be friends. All this placeholder stuff wasn't going on because there were no options or completely right in front of somebody's face. So now it's a whole bunch of fake illusions, you know, on the dating apps and on Instagram and on the internet. I have all these options. It's an illusion. You're delusional. It's no options. The grass is greener where you water it. You go over there, the grass, you still got to fertilize it. Hello, pay attention. So the point is, you know, people obviously make themselves appear, you know, great on the internet, which you should. That's your resume. But behind the scenes, everybody got flaws. It's something, it's one thing, it's the next thing, it's another thing. So, you know, the internet has felt like people, giving people these options, can't make decisions, uncommitted, even with just information outside of relationships, just anything, business, anything. People gather up all this information, self-educate, self-medicate, can't make a freaking decision. Because there's so many options and you don't know what option to choose. That's what's going on in relationships, business, this and this and that, or the third. You know, people don't know how to be committed, how to be decisive, because everything looks like an option. Everything looks green. Everything looks beautiful. Everything looks amazing. No matter what you choose, you got to work at it. So this is what I'm saying. Be committed. Be decisive. Attract that into your life no matter what you choose. Where it's from, relationships, business, career, whatever you choosing, at the end of the day, you got to work at it. You have to work at it. I know we want the shortcuts in life. There's funnels that can help you to, you know, get organized and get a clear mind and move along a bit faster. But at the end of the day, you got to put the work into that too. You got to put the work into that too. You have to work at whatever. All right. I love the internet because I'm able to talk to you guys and the opportunities it has provided me. But at the same time, if you're not mature enough for it, you will get confused, gather up all this information, self-medicate, and think that's all you need. It's like a menu at a restaurant. You're at a restaurant, it's 1,001 things on the menu, and you can't choose something. You go to another restaurant, it's 4 things on there. You're able to choose. All right, so I just want you guys to be, you know, aware of that. that you have to really be self-aware to be more decisive and be committed with all of the stuff flowing around. And also, you want to be like that so you can choose someone. So please, that mantra, write it down, put it on your wall, send it to me, please. It's very important for that mantra. You know, also, if you don't stand up for something, you will fall for anything. If you do not stand up for something, you will fall for anything. So if you don't stand up for yourself and figure out how not to be put in these friend zones and friends with benefits and all this nonsense, you will fall for anything. You will cause more trauma to yourself. You will be hurt. You will give up on love. You do not need that because you don't know how to protect yourself and watch out for the friends with benefits, because you don't know how to be patient, because you want instant gratification, because that's what the internet has taught us, that everything has to be fast with the snap of a finger. So we lack patience. We lack patience because it is, because it has to happen in 2.2 seconds. If not, something's wrong. You don't want that to be you. You just cause more trauma to your life and then end up all stressed out and just like, no. You understand what I'm saying? Comparison is deadly. We comparing ourselves to, you know, other people, especially on the internet and blah, 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 she. And... All right, so I went off in a rant. So let's get to the point. So phrases that your ex says to put in to that can put you in the friend zone, okay? Or somebody you're newly dating, which, like I said, you shouldn't be dating anyways if you're listening to this. All right, so the first one is, I just need some space. All right, so that's leaving the door open to keep you in the friend zone, to use you as a placeholder. So they can go out and look for their other options, because like I said, like I just went on a rant about, options look like they're everywhere. Everything looks greener and green, and you know, your ex is comparing you to other people, like, why you don't do this, why you not doing that, why you don't look like that, blah, 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 because they're not mature enough yet, or whatever the case may be, and not mature enough to assess the situation and be self-aware of what's really going on out here. So they need space to find somebody better than you. You're a placeholder, you're in the friend zone, I need you as a cushion, I need you as a doormat, don't go anywhere, just in case I don't find anything better, you're still there, you're second option. This can have you hurt. Please do not do this. If somebody says to you, I just need space, remember this podcast. Come to me for help, but don't sit in there waiting for them to do anything. That's friend zone, okay? Number two, I don't deserve you. This is a big one. Your ex is basically saying, I'm not going to change for you. So I don't deserve you. I actually deserve somebody better than you. So you stay here and let me go out and find that. In other words, I deserve someone better than you, and you don't deserve me because I'm better than you, and whatever. Let me go out and find somebody better than you, but you stay here as a placeholder, as a doormat, just in case, you know, because I don't want to feel this breakup. I don't want to feel the pain of this breakup. You stay right there. You're my friend. How can you? Y'all friend of me's. You can't be friends with somebody that dumped you. Y'all friend of me's. You don't want no friend of me. Your ex is a friend of me. Cut it out. So number three, I'm busy with work. So this is like, you know, a curve. You know, your ex is trying to break up with you and things of that nature. They're busy with work. They say it's 24/7. They don't want to be with you anymore. They're trying to friend zone you, you know, just in case they find someone better. And just nobody's busy with work 24/7. It's just an excuse to keep you there and let them do whatever it is they're going to do. So don't you fall for that. Number four, I'm not ready for a relationship. This is big because, first of all, if you're newly dating someone, you should not be even entertaining anybody that's not ready for a relationship. Why are you talking to me? And you should not be going out dating if you're not ready for a relationship, because now you're attracting people that's not ready for a relationship, and now that's causing more trauma. So if you're not ready for a relationship, why are you talking to people? Why are you talking to people? Now you're starting off wrong out in the dating world. You can't go out in the dating world and be like, oh, it's cool, I'm not ready for a relationship either. Then why the heck are we talking? If you're not ready for a relationship, you stay to yourself. If they're not ready for a relationship, they need to stay with something else. This is why I said do not date if you're not even looking for anything, because you're going to cause unnecessary situations and you're going to attract the wrong people. So, then you end up being somebody's rebound, and you can also have a rebound.
Hey everyone, it's Miss Self-Love, your breakup strategist, and I'm excited because I have a brand new course by popular demand that's been helping so many people already start healing already. It's called the How to Heal After Your Ex Has Left You for Someone Else course. It's been helping so many people already. It's going to help you remember who the fuck you are. I know you feel shocked that your ex is already in a new relationship and you're like, they just moved on. Like, I didn't exist. None of that matters anymore. It's time to go from pain to feeling empowered, from embarrassment to feeling happy, feeling free. That's what it's time for you to do right now. So go into the description box. So when you click on this podcast episode, you'll see where it says about this episode. The link is right there. It says click here with the little finger for the 3-day course. Once you click that link and purchase the course will go directly to your email. So go to your email immediately and start this course so you can start healing already, okay? It's a 3-step audio course. Each audio is only 7 minutes long, and it comes with one assignment. 3 7-minute audios, 3 assignments to get you on the right start after what you've been through. So make sure you guys are clicking that link. It's time for you to feel happy again. It's time for you to feel good, not to stay stuck on a situation. All right, guys, I'm excited for you guys to start this course and finish this course. I love you guys.
You do not want to be someone else's rebound. So if somebody has not been out of a relationship for a year, anything less than a year, that you are their rebound. Don't be somebody's rebound. Let somebody else be their rebound, because that's going to inflict all types of trauma on you when it breaks up and it don't work. Okay? And I'm speaking from experience. Because the guy I dated was out of the relationship for 6 months, not long enough, not ready for a relationship. Do not be somebody's rebound. A year, 1 year. I do 2 now. 1 year, because they need all the seasons to see how it is to feel single. To see how it feels to be out in them streets for a year. See if they like it or not. And so do you. They're not ready if it hasn't been a year. Don't talk to them. Hang up the phone. Learn how to know when you owe somebody an explanation and when you don't owe somebody an explanation. If somebody's not ready for a relationship, hang up the phone. They ain't got no business to be talking to you. And if you're not ready, you ain't got no business to be talking to them. Okay, so on to the next number. Oh, I've just been hurt by too many people. Number 5. All right, well, you need to heal. I'm not your therapist. On to the next. Number 6. You guys broke up and they're still texting you. You know, talking about we're just good friends and things of that nature. This is where the detox come in. You should not be texting your ex, talking to your ex, communicating with your ex. Because they will find somebody they like, end up having a baby on you or getting married on you. It has happened. Do not be sitting at your ex's wedding. It's very embarrassing. Number 7. I don't do titles. So basically, if you're dating somebody new and they don't do titles, they don't want to do the title with you, but they'll be willing to do it with somebody else. Trust and believe that. Move on to the next. And this is not about, you know, talking bad about the person that's doing this. This is about you taking responsibility for your protection and your self-love and your dating life and your self-love life. This is about you just understanding what's going on to protect yourself, you know. Because you don't want to be going through no more trauma. You've been through enough. You're listening to this podcast. How much more trauma do you want to go through? So, number 8. Oh, this is a good one. All right. So, number 8 basically is, this is when you're dating. Usually, this happens when you just started dating somebody new or whatever. So, they say somebody died, their relative, their close friend died, so they need space. All right. So with the death situation, it's basically what's good. This happened in Clubhouse. The girl was so stressed out. She just started dating this guy. She's crying on Clubhouse talking about, you know, some his relative passed away, and he basically was in and out. You know, he wasn't really talking to her anymore. He was kind of going in and out with her, back and forth type stuff, popping up, disappearing again, things of that nature. So she was really just stressed out, you know. And, you know, basically what's going on is, I know you guys don't want to hear this, but what's going on is that they don't feel connected enough to you. You know, you probably didn't meet the family yet. Like I said, it's probably a new relationship. You didn't meet the family and stuff like that. They feel connected to more the people that knew the person that passed away, like their ex. So right now, funerals and things are happening, and they just feel more connected with their exes and people that knew that person, and you didn't. So right now, you're not a factor. Right now, you're irrelevant. Right now, you need to know how to remove yourself from the situation, okay? This is the time where you need to learn how to remove yourself from a situation. So if you start dating and unfortunately something that you can't control happens, somebody in their family died and they're not looking to you for that comfort because you didn't know that person, a lot is going on in their head right now. They're dealing with a death and they feel more connected to the people that knew that person, like their exes. So yes, they can be rekindling things with exes and confused, and they're not clear right now. You don't need to be a part of that. You don't need to be waiting for them. You don't need to be dragged out through that process. They're trying to use you as a placeholder just in case they figure things out with whatever they're doing. And you don't have time for that. That's going to hurt you. You know, so just let them know nicely, you know, my condolences. You know, I'm going to let you figure things out. And don't continuously text them every week and every month. Check it on now. Because that's not your place. You didn't know this person. You just started dating them. That's not your place. Your place is to remove yourself and continue on with your life. And let go of control. And stop getting attached to outcomes. Because it wasn't up to you whether, you know, somebody in your family died or not, and now they're pulling away. That had nothing to do with you. That's bigger than you. So stop being attached to these outcomes and let the universe work. This is what breakups and all this stuff and dating and all this stuff is all about, that we can't control anything but ourselves. And we have to learn to understand that. So, you know, if this has happened to you, if you're in a situation now, if it happens to you in the future, a relative passes away, please do not hold on to that person. They are going through some stuff. They'd rather be around people that knew that person, and it ain't you. It is not you. So, that's that. Let me see here at number 9. I'm good, love, and joy. Yeah, well, that's, they just don't want to be true. So, those are the 9 things. I need you guys to really start just being self-aware and being aware of underlining words and things of that nature that people can't outright say. I need you to be 10 steps ahead of the game. Because we don't want to keep having you hurt. We don't want to keep having you get the short end of the stick. It's not about why people do this. It's about how to navigate through this. We can't always figure out why people do stuff. This is about you and being able to navigate through this so you can have a healthy relationship with yourself and other people. That's what this is about. This is always about you, and it's always you versus you. So if any of these things has happened to you, you're struggling with this, definitely reach out. Email me at ms.selflovemc.selfluv@gmail.com for your 15-minute clarity call so we can go over what's really going on here. Because it's easy for me on the outside looking in to be able to point these things out. It's hard when you're in it and you can't see for the wildebeest because your emotions are in it. Definitely let me know if this helped today. You know, message me on Instagram at ms.selfluv, and let me know if this has helped you. Like I said, I've been through the majority of these things, if not more. That's why I'm able to talk about these things and just kind of give you guys the heads up. You know, it's very important to have the heads up on dating and breakups and things like that, just so you can protect yourself. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with protecting yourself. So let me give you the text community number. I started this text community number because when I was going through my breakup blues, I wish that I had someone to text me when I was feeling like doo-doo and down to help me remember who the fuck I am. I wish I had that. So this is, it would have been really nice to have somebody text me in the middle of the day just to give me that uplifting word. So please text this number, self-love, 347-572-7350. I created this because it's something I wanted to have when I was going through breakup blues that I did not have. Okay, so it's very important to me. I take my self-love community seriously with the daily text, okay? So 347-572-7350. Please text me so you can get your daily text, especially if you're trying to navigate through these things and you're emotionally attached to these situations. And, you know, it definitely can be not always easy navigating these situations, okay? So, yeah, text me, email me, follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I want to share this episode with someone who needs this, please, guys? Because it's very important to know the words, underlying words, of when you're about to get thrown in the friend zone. When you are, and share this with someone who needs this, because a lot of people need to hear this. I started this podcast because of these phrases, because of this gray area that people don't talk about. Because of the friend zone, because you need to find yourself before you start dating again. It's a process in between. It's a breakup. It's trying to make sure you don't get in the friend zone. Then it's navigating through self-love so you can know what you want. Then it's dating. People go from, they break up, it's either breakup, and then right after that it's dating. And you skip the whole gray area in the middle, and you drag exes to your next relationship, and you stay in the friend zone, and you get hurt more because you watch them move on. It's a whole gray area in the middle. That's called self-love that people forget to address. This is why I'm a breakup strategist, to help you navigate breakup through all this mess to the self-love. That's what the Detox From Your Ex program is about. And when I realized it was this gray area that people was missing, I had to fill it in. Okay? This is about protecting you. This is about you. It's not about nobody else and what they do and why they do and their traumas and their stuff. We don't know. This is about you, so you don't inflict any more trauma on you so you can have a peaceful life. All right? So share this with someone who needs this, guys. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
In the beginning of the program, I felt depressed and most of all lost. I felt like I truly didn't know who I was anymore, what I was doing, or even what I wanted. I realized I was so worried and concerned about why someone didn't want me or was doing the things they were, that I was losing myself in the process of everything. My head felt like it was a spinning mess and I didn't know where to go. Now, 4 weeks later, I feel like I can finally breathe again. I'm so concentrated on myself and figuring out what I want out of life that I feel like a weight has been lifted off me. I'm no longer concerned with feeling like I'm not good enough, because I am and then some. I feel more confident in myself and trust myself more to look out for me when something or someone tries to disrupt my inner peace. I can't thank Miss Self-Love enough for helping me and guiding me, and I'm excited to keep going. And that is it.